We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mess around and get these old headphone wires tied up in one of these wheels on these chairs and your ass is in trouble.
You're going to be late, for break.
You had to lay down on the floor and do the show.
I'm going to do this without a mic this time. Welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive at 3 o'clock hour. Coming up a little bit later on in this hour, not only do the Astros get going at 3:40, but we will hear from Robert Flores, MLB Network. He will join us and we'll get his thoughts on the Astros and their newest, well, I guess he's new, but Carlos Correa, an old friend joining the club and everything else as we are entering into the stretch run of the Major League Baseball season as it is August at this point now. So we'll talk to Roflo coming up here in a bit. Clint, the lineup is out today as the Astros will look to sweep the Miami Marlins on the road right after they got swept by Boston. They'd like to make that thing up. The lineup is out. As we know, Spencer Arrighetti is pitching coming up tonight or today here, his first start since April. But the lineup is out against another guy who I believe's last name was made up. Jansen Junk. I don't believe that there have been Junks for
that's awesome.
100 of years. I've honest to God, I believe Jansen, maybe his father, his grandfather, somebody went in there and changed their last name, like Terry Hulk Hogan changed his from Bolea to Hogan. I believe that this Jansen Junk fella, his last name, and he is not coming from a bunch of ancestors of Junk. I don't believe that. That one seems to be made up, but Jansen Junk gets the ball for the Marlins today. The lineup, Correa leading off to the chagrin of Tyler Milner. And then Sanchez, he's batting second. He's been really, really good at the top of the order for the Astros. Altuve, who went deep yesterday, is batting third and playing second tonight. Walker Caratini is catching. I'll say tonight one more time, and I'm going to take myself out. Caratini is catching today with Yiner Diaz as the DH. Trammell is in center field. Cam Smith and then Dubon is playing shortstop as Jeremy Peña gets the day off. And Clint, there is a part in that lineup that I want to go to. And that is Victor Caratini catching today.
Clint, I've been in such a good mood, Ron.
Because
last night I was losing my ish. I don't know if you saw me on Twitter.
Listen, when the postseason starts, And that's going to be probably for the Astros when the games really, really matter, unless this West thing gets closer. But, Clint, when those games start,
I'll see you in October.
They're going to have a real serious conversation about who is going to be behind the plate defensively. I know Yiner Diaz is the young future catcher for this team and a guy that he's starting to swing the bat again. He went deep again yesterday. But, Clint, his defense is so bad. So bad. So bad. That game Sunday in the fourth inning, those pass balls that he let get past in Framber's start against the Red Sox, those were absolutely unacceptable from a major league catcher. It's just ridiculous. Those were pass balls that were in the air that went past him. That hell, let alone that he can't throw a soul out. I know you're not a huge defensive person, Clint, but they're losing games, and they're going to lose games, and the playoffs, as we know, are always usually tight games. And
it's little league BS, man.
If you have any kind of speed, you can get to third.
Yeah.
That you can get to third by stealing bases off of Yiner Diaz. And you might get to third because he doesn't catch it. He was so lazy not to get down and block those pitches or to move his body over to get in front of him to catch him. I know he swings the bat well. But, I mean, he is a legit liability behind the plate, Clint.
No question about it. I've been saying it for a month and a half now. Like, I just don't understand how it's not viewed as a major, major concern. Not just now, but a month ago. This is... against quality baseball teams, it's going to end up hurting you, not just a little bit. It's going to hurt in a major, major way. I mean, because look, you can also, I mean, if you really want to get nitpicky on him, which you don't need to, because like you said, he is just lazy, nonchalant about all of it. But if we really want to be honest about him, like his inability to accurately and effectively frame a pitch.
That too, yeah.
I mean, if you watch him, watching the next time he catches.
Doesn't he do this number?
He overcorrects. He'll take a ball that is slightly outside. Instead of framing it over the outside corner of the plate, he tries to pull it all the way into the heart of the plate. And it's like, it's there's no way. You ain't fooling nobody with that. Now the umpire maybe the umpire's not paying attention. Maybe it's not a big deal. But you watch other catchers, man, and there is just a slight tick of the wrist to get that thing on the black, on the edges. And you watch him every time. It's an exaggerated... over-exaggerated jerking of the mitt across the plate. And I don't think any of it's good. And I'm with you. We've talked a lot about, hey, man, you got too many bats. You got too many infielders. You got too many DHs. He's going to have to catch.
Listen, Clint, I know, but they're at least going to have to, they're at least going to have to think about taking him out when the game's tight late. I mean, like, let me ask you this. Is he that much this year a better hitter than Victor Caratini?
No.
To oversee, you know, what he does defensively? Victor's not great defensively, but Victor's catching the ball. Like, Victor's going to keep those two balls that Framber threw in the fourth inning on Sunday. I mean, he's going to catch him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's gonna catch him. You may have a chance to throw some of these guys out. Clint, they started an offseason. They said, we've got to move the best player in the history of the franchise from second base to the outfield because the defense is so poor. We got to move Altuve.
That is a stroke goat.
I'm not just saying they moved Altuve specifically because the defense was, my God. And we sat here and said, yeah, I know Altuve's not a great defensive player, but I never sat and just thought, like, God, man, they're losing games. I mean, the only time is when he couldn't throw the ball to first base during that COVID season.
Them damn yips.
He had about a 3-week period where he couldn't throw the ball to first base. But outside of that, I didn't think it was that. Like, you watch every night damn near with Yiner. Anybody with any kind of speed, Yo, I mean,
I was cussing him last night, dude.
It was just for go.
Like, he gets up on that strike three pass ball to the backstop, and he's like, head up his ass, like just jogging, like lily gagging over to the baseball, and I'm like, what are we doing? The bat is nice. Not a lot of you Astros fans come at me on Twitter about whenever I was in my anger tweeting about Yiner's glove. Y'all were telling me, you know, but his bat. Yeah, and he's been hot, and that's great, and I'll take every run I can get with the Astros in 2025. But that doesn't excuse this BS behind the dish for Yiner. It's pitiful.
Yeah, text line coming through. All you guys do is complain, always focusing on the negative. They're in first place. Nah, man, we're looking at what's going to happen when they get in the postseason. The Astros already play tight games. And the postseason, as you all know, you've watched it, is full of tight games. And there is a massive, massive issue and liability of somebody who touches the ball every single pitch.
And I would add on, Texter, we don't just complain and complain. We just taught you how to properly smack some ass a second ago. So just relax, grumpy ass.
Yeah, and
look, I don't know. Look, I don't know how.
I'm an optimist.
How do you talk about the Astros 4 hours a day and not talk about Yiner Diaz being a liability behind the plate? What do you want to hear?
That is
what. What do you want to talk about? You want us to get on here and stroke Jesus Sanchez?
No, I just said out
and Dana Brown for the moves. I mean, what do you want to hear, man? Like what? How, if you're an Astros fan, I don't know one Astros fan right now that if you walked up and had a 10-minute conversation with them about the Astros with no distractions, Yiner Diaz behind the plate, and how.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How bad it's been isn't going to come up. Are you all just like... I wonder if that individual ever has a conversation that has a negative connotation. Like, is it just avoid negativity in your world?
Sunshine and rainbow.
I mean, what do you want to hear? What do you want to listen to? What do you want to watch? Do you want to stroke show?
It is so bad, Clint.
Not do you want to stroke show. I mean, do you want to stroke a radio show that is just a stroke job all day long? I mean, get the hell out of here, man.
Hughley came in soft ass
talking about all y'all are negative, man. Have a real conversation.
Can't promise gosh, I won't dang. Turn it down. But I'm so serious about this, Clint. I would look at it if by the grace of God, Yordan Alvarez could find himself back on this team. I know it is so bad in important playoff games. I could entertain putting Yordan in left field, Altuve at second, and Diaz as the DH with Caratini catching. Like I could entertain that thought.
Yeah. No. The only way
if you really want it, because I mean Alvarez, He's not an awful outfielder. It's more about him hurting himself.
But the problem with that, Ron, is then the guy I just mentioned who has been in the lineup and done well, and you made a you traded for him, you know, at the trade deadline. If Yordan plays left, then he's got a DH, or he's got to sit the pine.
Sanchez,
So I mean, that's where the problem comes with Diaz. When it's a when it's a third baseman, a second baseman, or a left fielder, or a DH, you can kind of you can work that. You can't throw another position in, right? You know what I mean? Like you can't throw another position in right now. Or if Yordan comes back, you can't throw another position in and get them in the DH mix because there's not enough DH spots.
You don't see this at catcher a lot, but it is almost a thought that you have to. Like we've talked about, hey, late in the game, if it's a one-run game in the eighth inning, do you take Altuve out for defensive purposes?
Right.
I think you have to entertain that with Yiner Diaz. Because in a one-run game, if you're leading and anybody with any kind of speed gets on, I mean, they're going to get in a scoring position.
I didn't see this one coming, Ron. I'll be honest.
I knew he wasn't
going to be Maldi. I knew he wasn't going to be Machete, but I didn't see this. I mean, it's
he's going to have to put in some serious work in the offseason to get his game to fit because he's going to be he's got to be the future catcher for you right now. Yeah. But it's that Sunday. I mean, it's one thing you're not throwing a soul out. I mean, but that Sunday, and he did, as you said, yesterday he had another pass ball yesterday.
And jogged to it.
Yeah, I mean, could you get on your horse, please, to go get it? but that one Sunday, that was two runs between him and Framber, who can't field a bunt. And a pass ball in the air.
It's maddening.
He did like an Olay sweep twice.
Wow, it looks like that spanking of the ass you were doing a second ago.
That's odd.
It's a variation.
But it was, and I'm just like, what is going on here?
I mean, like you said too, like with that moment you just mentioned, two runs, and like you said a second ago, I mean, how many games have we seen this year with a lack of offense for these Astros that ain't in freaking 2-1 losses?
It's
like, come on!
Now, luckily,
demand more.
Luckily, his bat is starting to come around. And you could say, but man, boy, we get in the seventh inning, this sucker's tight in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we might have to move on. I think that is a
no brainer move right there. Because you're putting in Caratini, who is one a switch hitter, and two just damn sure just as clutch a bat, if not long term this year, going to be the numbers going to be similar. So, I think that's definitely in the cards.
Yeah. Because I'm telling you, if we're in the playoffs. And that game against the Red Sox, would that be a team you could play in the playoffs? Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're the hottest team in the league. I might have taken him out. I may have mid-inning taken him out. I may have put Victor Caratini in after the second one.
Vic, get the equipment on.
Come on, man.
Well, you didn't bring your shin guards. Use Diaz.
He's injured. I'll fake it for you. He's injured.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Want to hear some great golf storytellers? Check out Invested in the Game, an original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode dives into the stories of people who have poured their time, resources, and passion into the world of golf, like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. So why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Because their clients don't just invest in markets, they invest in their passions too. Listen at charlesschwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.